Bryan. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Open the door. Found I was looking at the engine. So many years, but we're hiding our faces like strangers. She says that she's got to go, but there ain't no way. I'm letting her walk while there's something to say. So many years just to watch our hearts dying this way.
We have with us today at PMPnetwork.com, Joe McCalkinan. Of course, we all remember him as the man, one of the people behind the great Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, actually. It's getting confusing.
Good save.
First it was Jefferson Airplane, then it was Jefferson Starship, then it was Starship. It's kind of like crazy. And of course, Joe is also one of the founders of Hot Tuna, which I believe continues to this day.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And it's interesting, I was speaking with your wife, Vanessa, a little while ago, and you guys started something called the Fur Piece Ranch Guitar Camp.
Yes, that is correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it's funny because when, you know, years ago when I was just learning how to play, I also learned how to teach at the same time. And before the airplane got together while I was still going to school in Santa Clara, even though I was performing a lot, I made most of my money teaching. And I just enjoyed doing it. So in the late 80s, I did some videos for Homespun. They were well received, and we bought this farm in southeastern Ohio, and we just thought, you know, it'd really be nice to have, I don't know what we thought, but some kind of a guitar school or a camp, something along the wavy gravy lines, like this Camp Winter Rainbow. And 4 years ago, we started, and we actually got off the front porch and got the bank to finance it and all this kind of stuff. And we built, I guess there's like 23 or 24 buildings, 17 cabins, there's workshops and libraries, I've got a studio there, a little restaurant, and people come, and I call it a guitar camp, and I'm a guitar player, but we teach other things, too.
But I guess the guitar thing is what you teach yourself.
Yeah, I'm there all the time, and I always teach, I teach the fingerstyle guitar thing. We also have piano and bass. Jack is a regular instructor there, and percussion.
I understand some of the teachers include people like John Hammond and Arlo Guthrie and G.E. Smith.
I know, it's great.
Kind of like an all-star lineup there every day.
It's incredible.
Wow. Now, tell us a little bit about the beginnings of Jefferson Airplane and how you got involved.
Well, I had, in 1962, I had moved to Santa Clara, California, which is about 50 miles south of San Francisco, and I went to this school called the University of Santa Clara, and I, you know, the first week that I was there, it was really amazing. You know, you couldn't script this any better, but then the first week we had Hootenannies back then. There was a Hootenanny, I met Jerry Garcia, and a bunch of those people who we know to this day. And while I was around that same time, I met a guy who just dropped out of the University of Santa Clara, and that was Paul Kantner. A couple of years later, he moved to San Francisco, and he and Marty were starting the band that ultimately became the Jefferson Airplane, and he asked me to join
him. Yeah, Jefferson Airplane started around, what, 65?
Jefferson Airplane started the summer of 65, right.
But it really took off when Gracie joined, right?
Right. We had, in 65, we put out our first record, which was Takes Off. We had another girl singer named Signe Anderson. But you're absolutely correct. When Grace joined the band, and she brought two songs with her, of course, Somebody to Love and White Rabbit, and things really took off.
The two songs she brought with her were the two biggest hits.
Yeah. Well, that'd be nice. Every time you add somebody to the band, they bring you two huge hits. That'd be terrific.
There'd be a lot of new additions to bands. But Gracie was an interesting character. I got a chance to interview her in the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, she had just had a baby that she had, at that time, called God.
Right.
With a small G.
Right.
I believe it was China, wasn't it?
Of course, that's
China. And I remember interviewing her because she was smoking a joint with one hand and breastfeeding with the other.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was considered correct.
It was a very interesting interview for me as a college freshman.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, you know, and that says it all, really. It was a simpler time, that's for sure.
Definitely cool, and she was really cool. I enjoyed speaking with her, and I guess that Paul Kantner and you were friends with Marty Balin, right?
Well, no, actually, Paul met Marty when he moved to San Francisco. I didn't know any of those.
Oh, okay. But you guys all became pretty friendly, right?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. What was it that caused Airplane to kind of break up and then drift into Hot Tuner and Starship?
Well, Jack and I had already started to do what became Hot Tuna, and I had already, Jack and I had already begun to work on the road with Hot Tuna. We were doing two bands at the same time. And I think, in retrospect, I think what happened was is I just gravitated towards the roots music that was really near and dear to my heart than the pop music, which is what the Jefferson Airplane really moved into. And I had to make a choice. I couldn't do both, and I really loved the Hot Tuna stuff, so I chose that.
And it's amazing. Did you ever think it would still be around in the year 2000?
I didn't think I'd still be around in 2000.
That's funny. I'm listening to your new CD, which we just heard a little bit of before we started with you, called Too Many Years. Great. I don't know how new it is, but it's new to me. I haven't heard it before.
Yeah, well, these things are all relative. It's new-ish. It's about a year. It's a little over a year old.
It's a great CD.
Thank you very much.
I like it, and it's so diversified. It goes from everything from country to blues to rockabilly. I mean, you hit everything.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because to me it's one of the most unified records we've ever done. But yeah, that's all the stuff. That's all, we're talking about roots music. Those are my roots, and you're absolutely right. That's what it is.
I mean, you got stuff in here by Johnny Cash.
What a guy.
Freddie McDowell.
Yep.
Ronnie Self.
Yep.
And your own stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to me. The sound is great.
You sound
really really good.
Well, bless you. A funny thing. I've been doing this for a long time. Obviously, I have a friend named Roy Bookbinder. He's a fingerstyle guitar, blues guitar player, and we've been friends for a long time. And he's always been very critical of my work, because it just never got it for him. But when he's one of our teachers at the ranch, and he came and he was listening. I said, hey, I did a new CD. Would you like to hear it? Yeah, okay, play me a cut. So I started to play that, and he listened to the whole thing. Whoa. And then and he got off at the end of it. He said, you sound like you always wanted to perform. I said, boy, that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me, and you're absolutely right.
You also have Pete Sears on the CD.
Right. Pete is a nuclear part of my little world, When I have this trio thing, which is what that CD is, and Pete's just the greatest. He's also, the keyboard player in Hot Tuna. He's the best.
He's a good man.
He is really good.
Yeah, very talented people brought together here. I was, I didn't know what to expect, I guess, when I first heard the CD, because I expected maybe hearing a little Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane type of stuff, and the San Francisco sound, and I heard something completely different, but I like it a lot. It obviously is a departure from what, your Jefferson Airplane fans are used to, but...
Right. Well, the thing that's funny is, if that's how you got into me, but to me, that's really who I am, because I started out doing that in the first place. And thanks to the Jefferson Airplane, people get to, more people get to listen to that than if I were just, another fingerstyle guitar player in the blues circuit.
Your last name's an interesting name. I don't think I've ever seen it anywhere else.
Kalkanen is a typical sounding Finnish name. My dad was a first generation Finnish American. But even in the Finnish world, the language world of names, if you meet somebody named Kalkanen, we're probably related.
They never changed it, though. They stuck with it.
Never changed it, no. It's kind of funny, because when I was a kid, I was born in 1940, so I grew up, during the 40s, and during the 40s, I got a lot of crap from kids in school, because, they thought I was a Nazi spy and all this kind of xenophobic stuff that was going on then. But, and so I called myself Jerry for a long time. It was just easier. I didn't have to defend myself quite as often, but I never changed it, and, when I got older, I took the armor back again.
Well, the coolest thing is that your first name is so unique that people know you by your name, your first name. If you say that name, people say, oh, the guy from Jefferson Airplane. Yeah, I remember him.
And I'll tell you, here's something that's kind of humorous. If you look at it this way, I can almost be a one-named person, like Cher, Jorma. But in Finland, Jorma is the most common man's name there is there. So in Finland, if you were talking to somebody and said, I met Yorma the other day. He probably has a brother named Yorma. It's funny.
Talking with Yuma Kaukinen. He's, of course, from Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna. And tonight and tomorrow night, you're going to be at the House of Blues. Who's joining you?
Well, and this is going to be a trio thing. It'll be Michael Falzarano and Pete Sears and myself.
Wow. You're going to be doing some other stuff on the CD?
Oh, absolutely. We do the almost entire CD. And in point of fact, you know, our shows tend to be, 2.5 hours long. And so in the course of doing this, I rotate a lot of songs, but you hear everything that from any period of my life you're liable to hear.
Do you do any of the Jefferson Airplane stuff?
Well, you know, I do the ones that I wrote that are really me. You know, like we do Good Shepherd, which was recorded as a Jefferson Airplane song, but you know, it's a Yorma.
I was a Good Shepherd
lover or White Rabbit. Yeah. I can truthfully say that. Although every now and then we do a White Rabbit sing along.
I remember that song, Good Shepherd. Good Shepherd, hear my voice.
Yeah, that's good.
Was that on Red Octopus?
No, actually, that was on, I believe it's on Volunteers.
Volunteers, you're right, that's what it was on,
yeah.
Volunteers. I'm thinking of all the ones I have here in my closet, and I know I was listening to it the other day. That was at Volunteers.
Right.
Great,
you know,
stuff.
You know, it's people always ask me what album this is, and I happen to remember that because I had to do a publishing thing, and that's what it's on. But there's so many records with the Airplane, Hot Tuna, and the Starship put out, it's hard to remember all that stuff.
This is great stuff. And for folks who want to get the CD, is it available all over the place, or can they get...
The Too Many Years is it's on Relics Records, and if you have a record store that carries Relics things, you're probably going to be able to get it. If not, you can order it directly online from Relics Records or from Amazon.com, or you can go to our Furphy's Ranch website, which is www.furphy'sranch, FurphyesRanch.com.
Well, you can order it there.
Yes.
And, of course, you can see Yorma tomorrow night and tonight at the House of Blues in Boston.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to be after that?
Well, let's see. We're just pulling into this is the end of this tour. I've been out for a month and a half, and our ranch is opening next week, so I'll be back for that. But we're here. I'm going to Amagansett, to Stephen Talkus, the tip of Long Island, the day after the last House of Blues show. And then we're doing a really wonderful place in northern New Jersey called the Tabernacle in Mount Tabor, New Jersey. We're doing that show with John Sebastian. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be
cool. Oh, wow. He's a good guy to work with.
Yeah, he's the best. He really
is. Well, Yorma, I want to wish you a lot of luck, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for taking the time to give me a call. Are you going to come by and see the show?
I unfortunately cannot.
Well, hey.
But,
another time, my friend.
But I'm sitting here listening to my CD, though.
There you go. That's good, because that way you don't have to feed me either.
Take care now.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.